This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Next, we have two stories that may reflect on the past and the future of Germany. In Germany, there's a new crackdown against far-right and neo-Nazi political parties. Last fall, a far-right party won seats in a local assembly. That was the first time that had happened in decades. Officials say neo-Nazis are presenting a new face and must be fought in new ways. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's practice time for one of Germany's leading soccer teams, Schalke 04. Knots of fans watch from the bleachers in Schalke 04's hometown of Gelsenkirchen in western Germany as an attempted goal goes wide.
Okay.
One longtime supporter of the team isn't here. 24-year-old Dennis Dortmund was recently kicked out of the Schalke club for also being a member of Germany's biggest far-right party, the National Democratic Party, known by its initials in German, NPD.
Of course it's discrimination when someone says, you're a member of a certain political party, that's why you're excluded.
Dortmund had paid about $30 every year since he was 16 to be a member of the Schalke 04 club. This year, though, he decided to stop his support after the season had begun. He said he was looking for a way to get his money back early and found a paragraph in the team's bylaws banning racism.
I mean, the NPD is not racist, but it's often portrayed in the media that way. So I asked the team if I could stay a member and a member of the NPD.
At first, the team said yes, but when Dortmund published that response on a website, the issue went to the team board, which kicked him out. Team spokesman Gerd Voss says it's not clear whether Dortmund was really feeling poor or just after publicity.
I don't know whether he needed the 27 euros or whether he just wanted to test our membership department. I don't know, and honestly, I don't care. I'm just happy he's gone.
Some in Germany blame interest on the NPD on Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's failure to bring the economy out of stagnation. Gelsenkirchen is in the heartland of Germany's industrial Ruhr River area. It's not traditional territory for right-wing parties, but unemployment here has now topped 25%. Gelsenkirchen Mayor Frank Baranowski was surprised recently to find the NPD staffing an information booth downtown with materials including a poster saying Auf Wiedersehen, or goodbye, over a picture of apparently foreign children, and a pamphlet asking why a new synagogue would be built partially with public funds.
People were stopping, they were interested in what those NPD officials were saying. I never thought that people would be attracted by those slogans, but my impression right now is that people take this for answers because they're looking for simple answers.
Niels Annan heads an anti-neo-Nazi project for Schröder's Social Democratic Party. He says extreme right-wing ideas always resonate in times of change.
The sad but true thing is that a lot, not the clear neo-Nazi ideology, but parts of this thinking, they are found in the center of the society, even in our electorate. And we see a lot of reform debates going on in Germany. We have high unemployment rates. The globalization is sometimes frightening people.
The Social Democrats are putting together a 60-page handbook to help local officials block right-wing parties from using public spaces, getting in the media, or gaining any recognition as an accepted part of political dialogue. Members now wear suits instead of black boots. The party has held music festivals that have gone over well with locals. But behind all that, says political analyst Kai Arzheimer, the NPD is a challenge to democracy.
They have close links to neo-Nazi groups, especially in East Germany. They have a history of supporting right-wing extremist violence. And if you look at their publications, you see they still refer back to the Third Reich. They say our grandpas were no murderers. There has been no Holocaust whatsoever. So, yeah, I would definitely say they are neo-Nazis.
Young NPD member Dennis Dortmund says the party is just trying to take care of Germans. Getting kicked out of the soccer club because of his party membership, he says, makes his political beliefs that much stronger. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.